Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Social Security, paper checks are going away. A recent presidential executive order signed in March will do away with paper Social Security and Supplemental Security income checks. Sending out physical checks costs the government more than $657 million a year to maintain the physical infrastructure and technology needed to handle paper checks. About 495,000 people, beneficiaries, receive those paper checks. Well, that's great to save money, but those could be adversely affected are beneficiaries who are older than 80. Many of them live in rural areas with no internet access. They're often not using computers or smartphones, and they may have intellectual or physical disabilities. Those who would be affected unfavorably are often the most vulnerable Americans who don't even have a bank account to receive those payments. About 4% of all U.S. households, that's about 5.6 million people. Eliminating paper checks will not only take benefits away, it could lead to delays in getting them. If they depend on Social Security for most of their income, there could be high levels of anxiety about paying bills on time. Beneficiaries who do not have a bank account can get prepaid debit cards with their benefit payments. The Direct Express card deposits payments directly to the debit card, and that can be used to make purchases, pay bills, and to get cash. There will be exceptions for certain individuals who have a lack of access to banking or electronic services. Emergencies creating undue hardship or special law enforcement and national security needs. Exceptions can be filed with the Department of the Treasury or the SSA, Social Security Administration. They'll be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. If you're receiving paper checks, now is the time to plan for an alternative. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, did you happen to be out in the storm yesterday afternoon?
Not really. I mean, I went and played a little tennis last evening and ran into a little bit of that, but it wasn't, I wasn't really I think it had started to sort of wane right about when I went out.
I think the brunt of it was also on the west side of Wichita out into the county. So, and you're on the east side probably. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Did you get out there?
Shelly and I were out in the puddles. Yeah. Shelly and I were out trying to. We went and got some fast food, and we were on the way home. Right about the time, you could see it coming for an hour. I mean, it just kept building.
Yeah.
But Shelly, as I said earlier, she's scared to death that the car's going to have hail damage. She hates to go through that. We've done it before, but see, I built her a garage several years ago, so she doesn't have to. So we're trying to get home just as fast as we could. Of course, when you try to get home as fast as you can, the guy in front of you in the pickup is going 22 miles per hour, and nobody can get around him. And, it's just one at some point tries my patience a little bit. But we got home.
Yeah.
We were okay, so it worked out fine. But
good.
Today is Fashion Day. Gives everyone the opportunity to put their fashionable side on display and let the world see their unique aesthetic sense, be it through their clothes or accessories. And I was in Paris one time with my family, and we were just sitting there right under the Eiffel Tower, and just sitting there having a cup of coffee or whatever. And I was struck by, and this sounds, I know this sounds terribly sexist, but I was struck by the fact there's so many young women walking around who look like they just stepped out of a fashion magazine. I guess you're in Paris, and people there take a lot of pride in the way they look in their fashion trend, you know? There was nobody in pajama bottoms or anything like that, which is kind of the...
You're a fashion plate every day. I mean, I've walked in there, and you've had, like, on a clean T-shirt, and, it usually has some logo on it or something,
Got the bottom of my shoes are scraped off, everything. So what about fashion trends over the years? Let's talk about that just a little bit here. How about miniskirts? Remember those? Or maybe Ted's not old enough to remember miniskirts.
I think they're still here.
Well, maybe they're more than ever. Okay. How about bell bottoms? You ever have any bell bottom slacks?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, I'm just waiting for those to come back so I can dust them off and pull them out of the closet.
Got a closet full of them? There you go.
Probably. No, actually, I wish I had hung on to them, but, of course, I don't think they would fit around the waist at this point in my life, you know?
You need bell tops, not bell bottoms.
Exactly. I just put them on upside down, you know?
How about white belts and shoes? What a look that is.
Yeah.
We had a salesperson. Oh, yeah. We had a salesperson. That was his nickname, White Shoes Windsor.
What was his name? Herb Tarlick?
This guy looked, I swear, the guy looked exactly like Herb Tarlick.
Yep.
On WKRP. Mm-hmm. Ted Huston, you met him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was crazy. How about those white disco suits, the three-piece jobs with the big collars flipping out over the side?
Oh,
open
man.
Neck so everybody could see your chest, the disco shirts.
I did have some petroleum-based clothing, you know, that you would unbutton down to the belly. And then, I remember I had a friend of mine's mom was Italian, and she would travel to Italy. And she brought us back some 14-karat gold chains with the little Italian horn on them.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, we thought we were the stuff. Man.
Wow. You know, if you happen to have any photos of that, we'd love to put that on Facebook for you, okay?
Actually, I would love to find it. I don't know if I do anywhere, but I'll look around, man.
Did you ever have any coaches shorts?
You mean the little Daisy Dukes?
No, coaches shorts. Oh, whatever.
The little short ones.
No, they were athletes wore them, so you wouldn't know what that is.
No, I'm talking about, because I remember I ran a marathon when I was like 20 something. And I look back at the pictures of that, and I just crack it up because the shorts were pretty short, you know, at that time.
Right. But these
are is that what you're talking about?
No, coaches' shorts had pockets in them and a stretchy, and a lot of coaches wore them. Hey, you can see, if you get to some 70s, you'll see coaches wearing them. How about tube socks? How about you still got a couple of tube socks in it? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I used to wear them with my roller skates. Yeah.
Yep, staple of my childhood, the tube socks.
And there's a look. Okay. Thank you, guys. Today is Fashion Day. Celebrate any way you want. Maybe dig out your clean pajama bottoms to wear. There you go. 6:56, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, our top of the hour news this morning. Going to talk about a drive time storm for Wichita commuters. And the search for missing storm victims continues in Texas. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.